Hey church, Tanner here. I hope these extra podcasts for the past 21 days have been so beneficial for you to focus your heart and mind on God every single day. We want to continue to help you do that throughout this entire year in a new podcast we're calling Gospel Fuel. Each week we'll have episodes helping you focus your desire for God. We hope you'll go subscribe to our new podcast, Gospel Fuel.
Welcome to day 19 of our 21 days of prayer and fasting. We are rounding the final curve, so to speak, and then about on the home stretch of this 21-day emphasis. Today is Thursday, January 23rd, and I want to draw our attention to some verses in 2 Thessalonians that I think are very encouraging. In fact, again, these verses do really point to prayer. It is a prayer of thankfulness, but I'm especially intrigued and want to press this upon your heart in regards to why Paul is thanking God. Here are the verses, 2 Thessalonians 2, beginning in verse 13. Paul says that we ought to thank God always for you. So there is a sense of grateful prayer there, right? He's thanking God for them. He calls them brothers and sisters loved by the Lord. And here's why he thanks God always for them. Because from the beginning, God has chosen you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and through belief in the truth. So he thanks God for them because they were chosen by God for salvation. He later says this, that God called them to this through the gospel so they may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So there is some beautiful salvific language, words and phrases that point to the work of God on our behalf. The sovereign act of grace in choosing us, in sanctifying us, in giving us the faith to believe, and then, of course, the privilege to obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Speaking of that moment when he does come and we are with him, and then we share in his glory. This is all because of God. And Paul here says he thanks God for them for this reason. And so let's do that today. Let's thank God for his work for us in both choosing us, in saving us, in securing us, in sanctifying us, and then in sharing with us his glory when his son comes. But verse 15 then says this, and so in light of this, brothers and sisters, stand firm. And that's a beautiful conclusion to Paul's gratefulness, isn't it? In light of all that God has done for us, in so many ways, from the beginning, he says, in choosing us and saving us and through the Spirit sanctifying us and then letting us share in his glory. All of these things should cause us and empower us and motivate us to stand firm. Let us pray to that end today with gratefulness to God and then a request to God that we as well will stand firm. Our Heavenly Father, when we think about your work on our behalf, your gracious saving of us, it is beyond comprehension. And though we love to dive into it and delve into it and dissect it to really find all the granular aspects of how you save us from the beginning by choosing us and then through the Spirit, calling us and giving us faith to believe in the truth and then securing us and keeping us from stumbling so that we will share in your glory on the day that you return. When all of this is just embraced, it is overwhelming. It's compelling. It's beautiful. It is a treasure. You are our treasure. And so we thank you for what you've done for us. And in light of that, we thank you for those in whom you've done this. Thank you for our fellow family, brothers and sisters that are loved by you. Lord, I pray you will increase our love for each other and you will increase our wonder and amazement at the work you've done in us and among us. We thank you that from the beginning you chose us, you've saved us, you are securing us, and you will share with us your glory. And Lord, because of that, will you empower us now to hold fast, to stand firm, to remain faithful and true. We want to be found faithful when you return. And so, Lord, we pray that your Spirit will empower and secure and strengthen and gift us in every situation and encounter, in every conversation and moment. Do in us what will enable, Lord, us to stand firm on your truth and in your name. And these things we do pray today. In the name of Christ, our good Savior. Amen.